Greetings. Thank you for joining us for this installment of Virtus Voices. I'm Allison DeMonte, Product Manager here at Virtus Investment Partners. It's my pleasure to welcome Kishore Rao from our affiliated manager, Sustainable Growth Advisors. Kishore is an analyst, portfolio manager, principal, and member of the investment team at SGI. Kishore, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having us.
Given this is our first recording of Virtus Voices, I was hoping you could do just a quick summary of your philosophy and investment process.
Sure, be happy to. You know, we've had a long history of delivering strong absolute and relative returns with lower volatility, but the important part of that is the philosophy that drives that, and it's rooted in starting with identifying companies that have very strong competitive moats that are significantly differentiated, that can charge the prices they want to charge, set prices, and generate strong margins. Secondly, we look for companies that can grow much faster than the average company in the benchmark. Our companies have delivered 15% EPS growth, earnings per share growth, consistently over a long period of time, and they deliver this through top-line strength, revenue strength, as well as bottom-line margins and cash flow growth. And thirdly, a very important part of the philosophy is to find companies that can deliver this growth in good times or in bad times. So we're looking for companies that are less cyclically sensitive. And so you put that all together, we're looking for companies that can compound cash flow growth in a very linear, reliable, predictable manner at high rates over a longer period of time. And then once we find those companies, we then use cash flow valuation discipline to determine which ones are the best suited to be in the actual portfolio.
Okay, great. Well, I know investors are really focused with volatility. Third quarter, we saw some volatility coming through, especially in August. Would you mind maybe just as that as a backdrop, could you compare and contrast those areas of the market that you think are more appealing right now versus those that are less compelling, and then maybe just from a broader sense as well?
Yeah, more generally, the strategy performs exceptionally well on a historical basis when volatility is higher. And that's driven, I would say, by twofold reasons. One is the underlying fundamental stability of the kinds of companies we select. Again, these kind of linear, highly predictable, highly reliable growth companies. And also our valuation discipline keeps us out of more troublesome parts of the market and stocks that are susceptible. And we saw that play out, that cash flow discipline help us quite a bit in Q3, when there were a bunch of high-flying recent IPOs that are not yet profitable, and quite a few of those names got hurt more recently. Looking back even a little bit further to the course of 2018 and 2019, it's been a period of higher volatility, and that's been a good environment for us, and again, rooted in the underlying predictability of the kinds of companies we're involved in.
Great. So just to continue along that thread in speaking about volatility, maybe if you could just walk through 2008, a little bit before, just how you navigated the portfolio during a time period such as that.
Sure. So as I said, periods of higher volatility is when our strategy really shines because of the underlying resilience of the companies and our cash flow discipline. Periods of lower volatility can sometimes be admittedly a little bit more difficult for us to keep up, especially if it's a period where highly cyclical companies are running and valuation doesn't matter. So for example, if you look back to the period 2005 to 2007 when the housing boom was in full speed ahead mode, and we, because of our discipline of looking for reliable cash flow compounders, chose not to participate in that housing cycle and mortgage lending and all of that. That was a little bit of a headwind. But in 2008 and 2009, that discipline was handsomely rewarded. 2008, we outperformed by a few hundred basis points. And we also took that volatility as an opportunity to transition the portfolio into companies that have been great for us over the prior decade, into names that we thought would be the great growth companies of the next decade. So we sold, for example, companies like Procter & Gamble and Target Stores, and instead bought companies like Google and Apple and Amazon that until that point had been out of reach for us on a valuation basis. So that allowed us to outperform not only in 2008, but even more significantly in the upmarket of 2009. And I mention all that because sometimes our approach can be misconstrued as a bear market fund that only does well in difficult times. But as that example shows, and even results here in 2019 as well show, we welcome high volatility periods because our companies will hold up and we get better opportunities as well.
Hey, excellent. All makes a lot of sense. Thank you for your time today. To learn more about SGA Strategies and all of Virtus's investment solutions, please call us at 1-800-243-4361 or visit virtus.com.